This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to review the charts for the week of August the 26th through the 31st. Last month, here we are. Two-thirds of the way through the year, Michael, already. We're thinking about going back to school, Labor Day, changes that are happening. And so there are a lot of things going on, some reflective of the time we live in. And I'm talking about times, the time of the year, some are reflective of the political times that we live in. You also have prepared with your staff a list of people who are much on the mind of talk radio listeners. So let's go through those lists before we get talking about some of these things and some of the ancillary things.
People on the minds, the tongues and the ears of the talk radio community. Let's go through this. It's been a crazy week. And they all are. It sounds so redundant, but hey, we're calling it like it is. It's nuts. At number 10, we have, and I can't believe it's the preseason's wrapping up now in the National Football League. People are talking about Aaron Rodgers' contract. He's the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. And Major League Baseball action is it.
So Rodgers got $134 million, wasn't it? He gets most of it between now and next spring. How's that?
I don't know.
Is he that good? You're a football follower.
Is he that good?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's good. He's very good. He's not the greatest.
Better than Tom Brady?
Nobody's greater than Tom Brady. But Aaron Rodgers is certainly in that category. Uh-huh. He's one of the great quarterbacks of our time. So, Aaron Rodgers is a very important component to the Green Bay Packers. They need him. And, hey, more power to him.
I thought that the Green Bay Packers have a terrible... result.
They have been underperforming for their heritage, which is even more reason why they should keep this guy and keep him happy, because he's been good. The problem with Aaron Rodgers is he has gotten injured. And this is the part of football that's the unpredictable. The guy gets injured and then he's out for a long time, but he's always resilient and comes back. But he's not an Iron Man. He gets injured, and then they've had some problems. And some of the problems they've had have been because he's been out for multiple games suffering from injuries. But he's a hero. He fights through them. He plays injured. He's a good guy. He does commercials.
Good looking guy.
You know, he fits the role of a star quarterback of a major team.
So he could be a movie star like some other athletes.
He could be.
After he gets out of...
he could be. He's the guy that replaced Brett Favre. And the Packers are blessed to have had two champion quarterbacks in a row. Haven't seen that since maybe the San Francisco 49ers went from Joe Montana to Steve Young. That was a long run. I won't get into the weeds of it. But when you can have two great quarterbacks in a row, that's a blessing from football heaven. Let's go to number 9. Ex-cop convicted in teen shooting. At number 8, people still talking about the death of Aretha Franklin with a gigantic funeral. Number 7, Trump versus Google. Number 6, U.S.-Mexico trade talks. Number 5, people still talking about the Cohen case and the Cohen guilty plea. At number 4, the Tuesday primaries and the looming midterms. McGahn's White House exit and the fate of Jeff Sessions are tied for number 3. Number 2, the passing of John McCain. Another mega funeral. media event. And number one, the Trump-Russia investigation that's tied with the CNN-Trump Tower story. And the people on the survey, we have the aforementioned Aaron Rodgers at 10, Aretha at 9, Roy Oliver and Jordan Edwards, the cop and the person that was shot and killed at number 8, Hillary Clinton at 7, Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum at number 6, Florida brouhaha in the gubernatorial race there. At 5, we have Robert Mueller and Rudy, Don McGahn and Jeff Sessions at 4, John McCain at 3, Michael Cohen and Lanny Davis at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. And that's a basic approximation, a snapshot of what's been talked about on talk radio.
I must have been absent that day. I'm not sure I understand what Hillary did, or do you know why she's on the list this week? Because I don't remember hearing anything or watching her.
That's because Trump is still, one, because Trump is still running against her, and there's all kinds of conversation and revelations. what I just said is very interesting, though. It's true. About her emails and where all that fits into the international intrigue of hacking. No, I think Trump wants to keep Hillary there because, look, if you break down the reasons why Trump won, one of the major pillars of his victory was the fact that some people believed that he was the second worst of two evils and that they would not vote for Hillary under any conditions. And Trump was a, you know, they say in politics you hold your nose and you vote because you don't like it, but it's better than anything else. And I think that Trump knows that. And I think that Trump wants to keep his base feeling that he's the antidote to Hillary. So they keep her viable as you know, the boogeyman. Exactly.
Boogie woman.
That's right. The boogie person.
Boogie person.
But that, I think, is the reason that Hillary keeps, they keep bringing up Hillary. Because I don't think anybody gives Hillary a reasonable chance of actually being a viable candidate in the future.
She said she didn't want to run again. But here's the other thing. There's something about, she has become a very easy target. And it isn't just now. Over the years, I can remember when some of the right-wing groups were, some of the non-profit right-wing groups were running low on money. They'd come up with some device to make Hillary Clinton. Hillary's going to shut down this, or Hillary's going to change that, or with Hillary it'll be this. So as soon as Hillary's name came out, the checks started coming back in. And so that may be part of this as well. Who can Trump run against? Who's going to run against him? You know, the names that would possibly be out there to run against him aren't that well known. So Hillary's name is well known. Let's run against her.
Well, that's the point. Exactly. Hillary is easy. Is an easy
target.
Boogie person to keep as the antithesis of Trumpism.
Right.
Yep. Because she is loathed, I mean loathed, by enough people in this country to keep him as a viable alternative.
But he's loathed as well by almost an equal amount, isn't he?
Yes. I'm talking about his base loathes her.
Yeah.
The rest of the country, I don't think anybody voted. There are some people that love Hillary, but I don't think anybody voted for Hillary because they love Hillary. I think most people didn't like who they voted for, except for some people love Trump. They think some people have given Trump almost like messiah qualities. And I think that's the most dangerous thing about Trump in his face.
Messiah, no. But it's very interesting to see how this stuff as it shakes out. If you look at some of these rallies that Trump is having, the one in Indiana this week is a good example, where there was one person in there protesting, and he spent 10 minutes walking around the stage while they escorted this woman out who came in to protest him and whatever. And then he starts. He really is. It's amusing, actually, to watch him in his antics. I don't know if funny is the right word, but I find it entertaining to watch him, his facial expressions, his simplistic approach in terms of his verbiage to how he explains things, and then he attacks the news media. It's easy. You know, the stuff he does is easy. It's easy to do, and it's easy to get a reaction from the crowd. And so it becomes, I'm sitting here with a smile on my face, ready to laugh at some of the tricks that he uses that are very simplistic but very effective.
Yeah, well, it's easy. It's easy for him as long as his base buys it.
Right.
I've said many times, Trump will not be pulled down by his enemies. He'll be pulled down, if he ever is pulled down, by his supporters.
Yep. Very interesting stuff. All right. We'll pause for a couple of moments. Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me tell you about Power Swabs. Power Swabs is the way, in 5 minutes, to clean your teeth. I'm not talking about brushing your teeth. I'm talking about getting rid of the stains. The stuff you drink, the stuff you eat, the stuff you smoke, all affect the whitening quality, if that's a word, the white quality
whitening
of your teeth, the whitening quality of your teeth. Yeah. And if your gums are sensitive, you certainly don't want to use those trays and keep them in your mouth for 30, 40 minutes. Now, tasting that stuff, ugh. You ever done that?
I use liquid paper. Since we got rid of our typewriters, I have all this liquid paper.
I put that on. That's very good, Michael. Well, better than that even, using power swabs, because it only takes 5 minutes, and it doesn't stick like glue like the whiteout does. So that's probably why you shouldn't use whiteout anymore. Use power swabs instead. You snap the little tube, swab your teeth, and smile away, and everybody will be happy. Get rid of the stains. Natural teeth, caps, veneers, works the same on all of them. Try power swabs by calling 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797, and use the code DJV to get 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-264-0319 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-264-0319. Again, 800-264-0319.
All right, so I have thought that John McCain, his passing and how he was remembered, one of the warmest, you listen to Joe Biden, just start there, and all those things that he said and all that you take away. We tend to make politicians these heroes, whether they deserve that status or not. For me, it feels like the McCain funeral, like he was president. All the attention.
Well, he's the anti-president. What's happening is that McCain is, look, with all due respect to John McCain, great American. You and I knew him.
He was a bad boy when he was a kid, but he grew out of it. He was really, both his father and grandfather are admirals, and he basically got into the Naval Academy because of them. He tried to get thrown out, and he never did.
The young pictures of McCain, he looks like a if you pardon the expression,
wise.
Badass.
Yeah, he's like a wiseacre. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Listen, we got a break coming up. I want to talk about McCain. This is a very interesting thing. You said it was like a president died. Let's discuss that on the other side of the break.
We shall do that. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
More Talk Radio in review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we are on the Labor Day weekend. We don't stop, we don't rest. 52 weeks a year.
We have no lives.
On the air, so we have no lives, exactly.
Right.
Speak for yourself. I have a pretty good life, actually.
And yeah, right. You get to fly in airplanes for 40 hours a week.
Well, not that. It'll be a 6-hour flight in each direction for the weekend. Yes, that's
okay.
My grandson wants me. My grandson on Facebook the other day said, "Gramps, I want you to come swimming with me," as he's now taking swimming lessons. He loves it. And he loves his grandfather, thank heavens, and so he wants me to go swimming with him. So I said I'd be there. We'll go swimming on Saturday morning and Sunday morning and see how he's doing with his swimming lessons. So
that's very cool.
Labor Day weekend.
Good for you.
All right. It happens that I'm in Boston and he's Los Angeles, so I have to do a quick switcheroony to get out there so we can go swimming. But it's absolutely worth it. Every single, you have now become a grandfather, and it's really a different. You and I have a different dimension in our not just relationship, but it's something else to talk about that you know is such a part of life. It really is more so than, well, I suppose we can talk about death, the fate of John McCain, Aretha. Did you know that Aretha Franklin changed? Well, she didn't do it, but the. People at the funeral home have changed her outfit every day, so that when she was in state in one place, she had a red dress on. Then she had another outfit on, and she's got a third one on for the funeral itself. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I know that they used an old hearse that her father had used.
Yep.
And now they are lining the streets of Detroit with pink Cadillacs from the 50s.
Mary Kay.
So what do you make of that?
What, Aretha or John McCain?
We'll talk about John in a second, which is more important in terms of news and politics. But Aretha is definitely representative of culture and media.
Yep.
And, you know, Aretha, look, anybody that loves Aretha and she made a difference in people's lives, more power to them. And I have nothing against hyperbole and showmanship and, you know, BS. It's all part of life. It makes life interesting.
Yep.
But I also do like to point it out. And they've turned it into a gigantic show. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is a thing worthy of note. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. I mean,
well, some of the same people that are talking at Aretha's funeral are talking at McCain's funeral. I find that interesting. Obama and Clinton both speaking at Aretha Franklin's funeral. They get on a plane and they go to Washington to speak at McCain's.
Right. They touch all the bases. You know, it's a matter of appearances. It's publicity. Yeah. It's promotion. And again, I'm not knocking it. I'm just calling it out for what it is. Now, McCain, CNN live coverage of the airplane carrying his body leaving. Phoenix or wherever it was, and they followed the plane to the distance for like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it was like watching
like
the first
launch.
Like the first launch of the space shuttle. I mean, you know, it's hyper political. He's the anti-president. His problems with Trump. The Trump people hate McCain. The Trump haters love McCain. McCain has been elevated to sainthood. In your face, Trump.
Trump has not done a good job. Trump didn't look good this week.
Didn't handle it right. For all of his great handling of public relations and publicity, he also shoots himself in the foot.
He steps in it every time he does something like this. He does. He steps in it. Oh. And he'd be so much better off and easier to get things done. When he pulls the stunts like he did this week, those people, the Republicans in the Senate, they want to just stick a hot poker up his you-know-what.
You got it.
Because didn't somebody get into trouble with saying that on the radio?
No, poker is okay. You-know-what is dangerous.
Yeah. 28 past the hour on the count.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump signed an order Friday in Charlotte, North Carolina, aimed at expanding access to retirement plans for small businesses. Secretary of Labor Alexandria Ocasio was at the signing.
The president has asked the Department of Labor to consider expanding when employers, especially small and medium businesses, can band together to provide retirement plans.
It's an effort to allow retirees to stash away more money in their accounts for a longer period of time. Trade negotiations with Canada continue. Chrystia Freeland, Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister.
Canada will only sign a deal which is a good deal for Canada. We are very, very clear about that. The Prime Minister has said that on a number of occasions, including this week.
The U.S. and Canada missed a Friday deadline imposed by the Trump administration to revamp NAFTA, but agreed to extend talks rather than rip up the quarter-century-old treaty. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Thankfully, you've chosen to listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show to find out what's going on your favorite and everybody's favorite. Well, not everybody, but it's the number one listen to format on the radio. And for those of you who discount the value of radio, its demise has been greatly exaggerated because a lot of people listening to the radio. It's an interesting age factor, though, Michael, when you get down to brass tacks. So we accomplished two things by doing this. We have the radio program, which goes through the various things that are going on in the world of talk radio, and then we have a podcast at the behest of those who can't listen as it's on the air. You go to talkradiocountdownshow.com. That's talkradiocountdownshow.com, and you can listen to the podcast of this every week as well. And it's archived. And you can find out, if you go to talkers.com, you can see the list. You can read posted items, what's going on with your favorite hosts and favorite stations and stuff, sort of the gossip behind the scenes, all there at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as well. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, we're going through the... I wondered if we could spend a few minutes talking about the importance of primaries. That's number four this week on the story list, and something that, in my mind, is not taken seriously. And a lot of people who are listening to the News Talk Radio discussions pride themselves with going to vote. They are voters. They are people who elect folks. And that's why a lot of politicians, people vying for these spots, love to be guests on talk radio programs. But if you don't go to the primary, you're actually wasting a chance to have more of an impact, in my opinion, than the final election. More things happen, more people, more focus on issues in the primaries. You agree with that? And people just don't
To a certain degree. Of course, I agree with it that the primary system as it is now tends to favor the extremes in the parties. And the people that are the most zealous, and the zealots usually don't come from the middle. They come from the extreme right or left. Those are the ones that control who wins the nomination. Then the old saying used to be, you play to the extremes in the primary, then you move to the center in the general election. Well, yeah. They're not moving to the center as much anymore.
No, and the crazies are the ones who win because the crazies are the ones who go vote, so the crazies are the ones that win in the primaries.
Yeah, yeah. So if people care about who gets nominated and you think that that's just the primary, you're really part of the problem, if in fact there is a problem.
Well, there is a problem, and it starts at the school level because the schools are not doing a good job of teaching the essence of how our system works, whether it's social studies or civics or whatever it is. We're not learning we don't know what's going on. We don't know how to vote. We don't know how to do a lot of stuff.
If you don't have an educated population, you can't have a successful democracy.
So what happens to our country if the dumbing down of America
continues? You could have a reality show TV star become president. I mean, that sounds impossible, but it could happen.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I think that you predicted the future from the past.
That's right. It could actually happen. You could wind up having people voting purely by emotion. You could have celebrities become powerful. People lose sight of the difference. This could happen. And thank God, thank goodness we have leaders like John McCain. Oh, he died. Hmm. All right, well, we have one less leader like John McCain.
Right.
But you get the point.
So who replaces McCain? As the voice of reason, if there is any such thing.
Well, some people don't think John McCain's the voice of reason. Some people think John McCain was the voice of obstruction.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, he was, if you have one way of thinking.
It all depends on your point of view.
Yeah. I think the thing that made the people angriest, the Trump supporters, when McCain cast the last vote as a thumbs down on changing Obamacare, that really sealed it for the partisans. And that, you know, the things that Trump said about him after that, very poorly chosen.
How about the things Trump said about him before that? How about I don't think he's a hero. He got caught. I like people that don't get caught. What the hell is that all about?
It's ignorant. That's an ignorant statement, frankly.
It's outrageous. Outrageous.
It is. So, but the people who are yelling at the radio right now, who
they think I'm a liberal.
We're the problem.
Because I'm speaking accurate, objective analysis of the facts without any partisanship whatsoever. I haven't said one partisan thing. Mm-mm. We are at a time now where if you say one molecule of a thought that might, out of context, seem, you know, derogatory.
Look at the guy
who
called the Boston Globe and threatened to kill their reporters because he didn't like something that was written in the Globe.
Who did that?
His name was Robert Chain, 68 years old. FBI arrested him after they checked where the phone calls came from. But the Globe reported on Wednesday of this week that there were calls threatening to blow up the building, kill their employees because of something that was in the paper about Trump. I don't remember what it was, but that's the kind of crazy stuff we're talking about.
Right.
Now, to go one step further with that, you and I have been talking last month or so a lot about Alex Jones and what his story is. He's the conspiratorialist. I forget what the name. What's the name of his program?
InfoWars.
InfoWars, that's it, right. Okay, so he tried to stop the defamation lawsuit brought against him by the parents of that Sandy Hook victim. The folks are seeking $1 million in damages for his lies about the massacre. Isn't this going to fall under freedom of the press or freedom of speech or whatever. He can make himself as, you know, he's suffering. Well, actually,
it's not freedom of speech. He has the freedom of speech to say whatever he wants. He doesn't have freedom from people reacting. And
no, people can sue anybody. Anybody can sue anybody. I can sue you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm so polite.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. And I'm not going to get into any joke. I have a million jokes that just came to mind, and discretion is the greater part of valor.
Yes, it is.
That being said, this comes down to a misunderstanding of freedom of speech. There's two definitions. One's called the First Amendment, and the other's called freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is a general concept. It's not backed by law. The First Amendment basically says is that the government cannot ban you. Make what you're saying illegal if it's political or artistic speech expression. The government can't step in if you're threatening people. The government can't step in if you're, you know, the old yelling fire in a crowded theater. If,
right.
In fact, there is no fire and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
If you yell fire in a crowded theater and you believe there's a fire because you smelled something and you saw smoke and it was actually a promotion, they were doing a barbecue, you know, then, you know, you look, there's a difference between lying and being wrong. If you're wrong, that is not lying. We seek victory over truth. A person has the right, a newspaper has the right to be wrong, a politician has the right to be wrong. If you believe in good, you know, will, that what you're saying is true, if you lied to yourself or you were lied to or you had misinformation, you make a mistake, you're wrong. But if you endeavor to deceive, if you say something that you know is not true for the sake of deceiving the recipient of that information, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But Alex Jones, you know, you said he lied. Well, who the hell knows whether he lied or not, but he did.
I don't know if I said that. That's what they said. I don't know.
Okay, fine. Right. Yeah. You said they said he lied.
Whatever.
Maybe he did lie. Maybe he was just wrong. But the fact is, his wrongness could still cause great trouble for them, and they have the right to sue. That doesn't mean they're going to win.
Yeah, right.
But the government can't step in and say, we're going to shut down the Boston Globe because it's wrong.
Right.
Or we're going to shut down the National Enquirer because they're sensational and they're wrong. No, you can't. It's not against the law to be wrong. You have to just face the consequences.
Didn't the guy who runs the National Enquirer have a relationship
Pecker.
With Trump? His name is Pecker. Right.
Yeah, the exactly. Pecker that runs the National Enquirer has had a relationship with Trump. He's been given, immunity, so he might turn on Trump. He might be a stoolie.
All right, in a moment, Michael brings us inside the mind of one of the great mouths on the air. I think that
it's mixing a metaphor.
I am mixing
inside the mind of a mouth.
Inside the mind of a mouth. Next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now, though, a reminder about how beneficial it is to have a cup of Life Change Tea every single day of your life. Life Change Tea, a formula. Unique blends of teas that are all natural, all grown in America to aid those people who have the things you can't talk about, Michael. Constipation, bloating, gas, all that stuff. The tea, Life Change Tea, and the other teas they have at GetTheTea.com will cleanse your liver, your kidneys, your colon, keep your body healthy, cleanse the chemicals that come into your body that are caused by all the bad things that are in our food these days. Helps you with weight loss. Visit their website at GetTheTea.com and view the supplements that they have, the teas. But the one that I swear by is Life Change Tea because it'll cleanse your unhealthy colon and make it healthy again, nice and clean and clear. What's the old expression from one of the soaps? Clean, clear through, and deodorized too. That's the way your colon and your stomach, your gut will be. And as we know, all of the problems in your body begin with your gut. You can ask any number of doctors, from Dr. Oz to Dr. Stockwell. They all tell you the same thing. Life Change Tea fixes that. GetTheTea.com is the place to go. Online, GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you free. So get more energy, clean your body out, inside out. Drink it every day like I do. Can't get it in the stores. You got to go online to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Talk Radio Roundup, the charts for the week of August 26th to the 31st, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, do all the research, listening to the stations and the hosts and that sort of thing. At number 10, what's going on in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers' contract, sports talk radio, big stuff. Number 9, the ex-police officer convicted in the shooting of the teenager. Number 8, the passing of Aretha Franklin. Number 7, the president versus Google. Number 6, trade talks continuing. Number 5, the Cohen guilty plea, still on a lot of people's minds. Tuesday primaries, don't forget to vote on Tuesday. 4, that's number 4. Number 3, McGahn and his exit from the White House. Passing of John McCain is number 2. And the Trump Tower story on CNN, coupled with a continuing focus on the investigation of what's going on with Trump. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A couple I know is sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Caltrain and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Doug Steffen here to review the people. The official list, as prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and company, have come up with a following list of the 10 most talked about people on talk radio for this week, and this week only. Aaron Rodgers, big contract with the NFL, number 10. Aretha Franklin's passing, and her being the spotlight there, number 9. Roy Oliver, number 8. Hillary Clinton, number 7. Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillamit, they're tied at 6. Robert Mueller and Giuliani are tied at 5. The aforementioned McGahn and Jeff Sessions, who is the Attorney General, tied for 4th position. John McCain, number 3. Michael Cohen and Lanny Davis, number 2 in the people slot. And number 1, pretty much as usual, and as we can expect from now until the end of time, or at least the foreseeable future, number 1 person on the list is President Donald Trump. That's the story. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get back to our discussion of the Michael Harrison interview now, which you can see highlighted at talkers.com. The headline feature this week is a discussion with sports host Mike Francesa, yeah, who may be the most important, most colorful person doing sports talk on the radio. Is that too exaggerated a statement?
No, we ranked him for six straight years as the number one most important sports talk show host on our Sports Heavy 100 at Talkers Magazine in 2018.
And he knows
we didn't rank him at all because he quit being on the radio, and that lasted for 4 months. For 2 years, he talked about he's retiring, and then he retired and came back in 4 months.
Right.
But he's got this new app, and this guy's got more critics than Trump. Trump. This guy is called the Pope of sports in New York, and they write about him in the sports sections of the newspapers.
And he loves it because the more his name is publicized,
yes,
the more people listen to his number one radio show now.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
He's, well, whatever number one is in their fractured, you know, business.
Yeah,
he's number one in the area that he needs to be.
Right.
And he's a huge sports talk radio star in New York, and controversial, outspoken. And it's a great interview, even if you don't know who he is, if you like sports talk, if you like radio. We talk about radio. We talk about the impact of political polarity on sports talk shows. Everything.
Really?
One of the best podcasts.
That's how about Colin Kaepernick and stuff like that?
Yep. It's all in this. This podcast is great. MHinterview.com. It's not great because of me. He's a great guest.
No, it's great because of you.
Well, thank you.
Take a compliment. Take one for the team. you have to stick around because Stephen JJ's not here. So more Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen as we go through the world of News Talk Radio. Hold your breath. We'll be back in a few moments here. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are in Michael and Doug land on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts in discussion. We do go through some of the items that are juicy here every week. Sometimes we don't go through all of them, but we bring you into focus with other things that are happening personality-wise and otherwise. Somebody said to me the other day, Michael, that there still are not enough women on the air doing issue-oriented talk radio. And the point was not the national scene, but the local scene. And I would turn to you because I don't know, I honestly don't follow as much local stuff anymore. I know that on the Michael Harrison interview a couple of weeks ago, you had the morning co-host on WRKO, a lady from...
From Boston, Kim Kerrigan. from TV.
Yeah, Kerrigan, right. So, but is this person right? Are there not enough women? We have lots of women on the national scene, not as many as men, but certainly.
Well, I don't know whether or not the word to say is there are not enough, but I will say that talk radio, news talk radio, and sports talk radio are dominated by male hosts.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers indicate it's approximately 85% male, 15% female. I leave it to you and to the people listening to decide whether or not that's not enough, you know, or is that just the way the natural marketplace is serving it up? Because there's many ways of interpreting it. You can interpret it that women are not interested in going into this field, or you can interpret it that the men running this field are biased against women. But then again, women are running this business. The head of Cumulus is a woman.
Yeah.
The head of
programming at Premier.
The head of Hubbard is a woman.
Yeah.
The head of Beasley is a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, people have to understand that there is no glass ceiling in the radio business.
Offices of the corporate world of radio.
Women are running things by and large.
Right. So what does that lead us to conclude? That there aren't women who are qualified to do this? That we're looking for good women? Are we encouraging women to do this? What are we saying?
No, it baffles me. It baffles me. I don't know the answer to it. Originally, the answer was that it was predominantly men interested in political talk and news. But that was years ago. That's not the case anymore. I don't understand it. That's why we continue to have in Talkers a Woman of the Year Award. We don't have a Man of the Year Award. We have a Woman of the Year Award, woman who makes the greatest contribution, because we are pro-women taking on more positions in terms of the balance of the genders in the talk radio world on the air.
Yeah, right. But, I'm for that. I think but it goes across the board for every field, not just radio. Let's have some equality so that we're not always talking about Hillary Clinton as an anomaly running for president. I mean, maybe it's the same. Do we ask the same question about how many black people are running talk radio programs versus white people? Is that the same question?
There are fewer black people than the percentage of black people who listen to talk radio on the air at general news talk stations. There is African-American community talk radio, but in terms of general news talk radio stations, extremely low number of black hosts, considering that the number of black people that listen to news talk radio is proportionately higher among the black population than the number of white people that listen to news talk radio among the white population. Black people love news talk radio.
Why?
So why? I don't know why. Maybe because they like it. I don't know. But I do know those numbers.
Mm-hmm. And, I enjoy, there's a station in Baltimore, and a couple of hosts on that station that are fabulous, and it's a black station. And I'm trying to think of other cities, but they just have, New York had a black station. I don't know if they
That next week.
Yeah. Really? Would you like not to talk about it now? Because we don't have time.
Well, I don't think we can do it justice in 10 seconds.
No. All right. What can we do justice to, though?
Let's sing some of our favorite Western themes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's good.
There you go. Maverick, inside joke, folks, makes Kara crazy.
Right. Kara is in the controls. Kara Schillen, thanks to her for all of the things that she does to try to make this program sound as good as it does. Even though we sound great, she makes us sound greater. How's that? Or perhaps even the greatest.
Making us sound greater again. Let's get hats.
Right. By the way, that's the superlative, the comparative degree. We are great. We are greater is
greatest.
And greatest is superlative.
And great Obamas.
That's it.
But that sounds like Obama. And here I am being political.
Or Adonis. Sorry. Yeah, could be one of the other. Obama is an Adonis. We can focus on that next year as well.
We have just wasted 2 minutes. We could have talked about
that. Fabulous.
Everything.
Thank you.
I'm
great talk radio. Bye. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, we're both out of here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.